Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening and for calling, definitely calling on this Friday.
Thanks for calling out David, I think is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right?
That's pretty much the pre-show meeting featuring Dustin. And our thanks to Ray Diaz. Bless you, Ray. Wonderful.
All gas, no break.
And I believe Sean Anderson helped us out this morning. Sean, thank you, buddy. Thanks for getting up with us.
It really got to me sometimes.
Yeah, I think it gets to all of us. And how about this? The miracle of engineering. Tell me that Christmas doesn't come twice. Both times it's in the form of Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi, who we get to talk to.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
That's a rough Christmas if that's the case.
We're hooked up.
You can probably do better than that.
All right, you guys all set? All hooked up? Ready to go?
I get about a second and a half of silence every 30 seconds or so. So the hamster will be put back on the wheel during the break. That is for sure.
Oh, what a
How you guys
great
doing?
Day, huh? Come on.
Ready to kneecap some people?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You had to love it, Dan.
I do. But it's
Did you hear the entire thing he said?
All
he
of
said
it.
At one point, we're going to bite their kneecaps off with analytics. I thought you'd be all over that.
But first of all, the whole premise of it is based on them getting knocked down. He starts out by saying, you're going to knock us down. Like, why don't you start with not getting knocked down in the first place, Mr. Tough Guy? You know, all this stuff about biting off kneecaps and kicking them in the balls or whatever you're going to do. Everything was – he began by saying, you're going to knock us down. I mean, he starts with, like, them lying on the ground because they got knocked down.
Let's start with the basics. Have you ever been knocked down?
I don't know that I came up biting a kneecap, though. It's just amazing the luxury that some people can have in this world to be that guy. I guess when you're, Mr. Tight Ends coach from the Saints, you can come in just, rip roaring like that. All right.
Well, when you ask Chris Spielman for advice, what did you expect? That they were going to introduce a cerebral head coach?
But it's just, do players, we'll talk to Anthony Heron about it, but if you're a player, players have to be rolling their eyes too. Like, oh, come on, man. Is this what we're going to have every day? We're going to show up at the facility and we're going to grab a cup of coffee and we're going to go to the meeting and we're going to be biting kneecaps off? I mean, really? This is our
workplace now? Coffee's for closers. That's the speech he's going to give on the first day.
Do you guys remember Chris Farley in Wayne's World talking about the circuitous road path of Mr. Big's limo to the concert in order to see Wayne's girlfriend Cassandra's performance? That is what that reminded me of. where he like goes through the whole, we're going to hit 55, then we're going to go down here to Joliet, then we're going to come back from Joliet. And I swear there were three kneecaps referred to in that diatribe, by the way.
He ran into problems when he got too detailed. If he would have kept it simpler and more direct and like just more succinct, it would have been better. But he just went into every day, and then the other knee, and then we're going to do this.
Oh, that was great. That was so funny. It was so funny.
But and for some of us,
imagine if you're a beat writer in Detroit. Come on.
Oh gosh.
Well, they've had a bit. Come on, Matt Patricia wasn't enough when he's scolding them for their posture during press conferences. It's Detroit. It was just and you know, like they had a somewhat calm, cerebral, successful head coach, and they fired him because they seem to prefer these guys. You know, they had somebody there who did a really good job and didn't have any of the stupid antics and theatrics and, you know, won games. Not good enough. They prefer this. They like this. This is their comfort zone.
They couldn't have been surprised. I mean, you interview this guy, you know that's the way he's going to approach the job and attack it. And maybe that is by design, you know, and maybe that is going to be something that is worth mocking. But again, if he wins, then he's going to be praised and copied. If he loses, he's going to be mocked and eventually fired.
Oh, he's going to lose. Make no mistake. Do you think this thing has a chance in hell of succeeding?
I'm not going to react, say no automatically based on a press conference, no more than I would if he wins the press conference, I'll have them in the playoffs. I mean,
but it's Lions. I mean, we know what history says, just like what history says about the Bears. You know, there are some similarities there. I don't know why this time this version of this Lions head coach is going to succeed where all the others haven't.
Well, we'll see. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. For some of us, though, the whole bite your knees off thing conjures
it
images of the Black Knight.
Knee
I know, but you
caps.
Say, "Come on, I'll bite your knees off." I mean, one of
I'll gnaw your legs off.
Right, one of the most famous, pathetic, in denial losers. You know, your arm's off. No, it isn't. I mean, just that image of someone who has all four of their limbs lopped off and then continues to insist that they're going to bite someone's knees off. That's the image that's always in my head.
But that's more about trash talking than biting kneecaps.
Now you're making me wonder what, like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson would say if he were a coach in a press conference. I'm still going back to that. Somebody's going to say what he says at some point. It's happening.
There was a great story. I think it was Charlotte, maybe, back in the day, playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think it was Kelly Trepucco. Did he play for Charlotte?
Yep.
Is that the team? So he said that he's standing there and he's getting his uniform on and he looks over and there is this guy that came into the locker room and starts putting on the uniform and he's like looking like, did we sign a new player? Like, who is that guy? And then, you know, the security comes in and they arrest the guy. And they're leading the guy out, and he's, like, handcuffed. He was just some guy that, like, came in, took his pants off, put on someone's uniform in the locker room. They lead him out, and as he's going out, he sees Price was the guard for Cleveland, and he says something like, Price, I'm going to shut you down, as they're hauling him away.
Well, security at the Charlotte Coliseum was not the best, and I can speak to that with experience, because when the Hornets first started and the Bulls came to town, we decided freshman year that we were going to drive from Durham to Charlotte, check out the game. So we got these cheap tickets way up in the nosebleeds, and we got there super early, like right when the doors opened. And there weren't that many people there or that early. And I'm with my, and I said, we're watching the Bulls and we're watching, and I said, hey, you see that spot on the bench where Johnny Red Kerr is sitting? I said, I'll bet you I can walk down from here and go sit next to him. And my friend's like, no. I said, yeah, watch me. Just watch. I'm going to be sitting down there. So 5 minutes later, I'm sitting next to Johnny Red Kerr on the bench because I just walked down there and nobody said
no security anything. No one asked you for a badge. No one said what are you doing here.
One guy kind of looked at me and I said, I'm with cable 13 from Duke University, student TV station, which was true, but I didn't have a credential on me. And the guy said, okay. And I walked out, I sat next to Johnny Ray Kerr, introduced myself, said, hi, I'm Dan Burstein with Cable 13 at Duke University. Just want to ask you a couple questions about what's going on. I said, you think B.J. Armstrong could be the starting point guard? He goes, I think they'll let Paxson probably take him around the league once. he says, I don't even know if B.J. is a point guard. He said, I'm really not sure. He said, I think he's just an undersized shooter. They feel better with Paxson running the point. So I said, then, you know, I spent about 15 minutes down there talking to people, walked back up to my seat.
Why would you ever go back? Why wouldn't you just stay there?
Or just the stay there? Ended?
Yeah,
all I needed was a notebook and a sport coat. I could have probably stayed there the whole time.
You know, you get the little sheet with the stats on it. That's fantastic.
That happened at the opening of Cowboys Stadium. So you know how the players run out, and it's basically in this opening between two bars. Like they run out, and then they run onto the field. So there's a bar where certain ticket level holders can see the players run out of the locker room. Then there's the field level suite, and then they run onto the field. Well, behind the bar, adjacent to where they run out, is the press conference room. And somehow, this is the first preseason game, they had some bartender like gave these guys like Bud Light passes that they thought they could get into the press conference with, and they did. So there's these four fans who are sitting in this press conference, and Romo is still the quarterback at the time. And one of them goes, there's a pause, and a guy raises his hand, and he goes, yeah, do you miss Jessica Simpson?
Oh,
and then Rich Dalrymple, the PR guy, wrangles him, and they don't know that they've been duped. So one of the guys is yelling at Dalrymple, one of the most powerful PR guys in the NFL, and he's like, hey, listen, I paid for a suite tonight. And then he's like, who do I have to call in the morning? Who do I have to call? Because we paid for these passes.
To Rich Dalrymple? Really?
It was the best. This guy was just giving the business to Rich
Dalrymple. Is that Jerry's World? Is it Jerry's World you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, Jerry World. Yeah, the Death Star.
God.
It was
the first
hilarious.
Game there? You were
yes, it was the first preseason game. And so I guess they were still working out everything via security.
Romo would have loved that.
All the time. Oh, it was
Romo would have been all excited seeing that unfold in front of him. That would have been great to hear him call that.
That's a low bar for Tony Romo arousal level. Yeah.
I know.
Who do I have to call in the morning? Who am I calling? So good.
That was the weirdest building because the television is so big and it's right at press level, and then the game is down below you, and it's very hard to stop watching the TV. Like, I found myself sitting there watching the game on television instead of, like, using my binoculars and watching the game. It was like that the size of those TVs on the scoreboard are unbelievable.
You can't look away. It's just like you can't
in
look
perfect
down
HD.
Like why would
perfect,
you?
Perfect
because it's
HD.
A great, it's such a great picture.
Yeah, but what that means is you're so close to understanding why are you there in the first place? Like that's why I have not been to an NFL game since I was last paid to cover one, because.
What?
I have not been. Because there's no reason to go to a football game.
No. You see so much more when you're at a game. You know, you really can see plays open up, and you can see it happen before it happens. And
even
they don't show it on
television. That being true, but all that's fine. But you get the all 22s. You can see that stuff if you need to.
Yeah, but that's not live. That's
no. But everything else being equal, the full experience of like first the expense, the time. Everything that's involved.
The weather.
I mean, the weather, but primarily the expense. It's like, to me, of all the sports, that one is, that's permanently broken. You know, because my son has said, hey, Dad, can we go to a Bears game? And I have said, no. I said, if you want to find a friend, if you want to find somebody who's going to take you to a game, if you want to get tickets on your own, feel free. But I am done with that, unless it is like the sitting next to George McCaskey or something like that, like just, and everybody else is paying every single dime for it. Done.
Oh,
I remember
I
when my kids were little.
Games.
I do too. When my kids were little, we got tickets through the Score. I think we had a box at Sox games, so I took the kids. They were little kids, and I took them to a couple of Sox games one year. And then we went to a Northwestern game and just, you know, bought tickets and we're sitting up in the stands. And my daughter, she's like, looks at me and she's like, so when you go to baseball, you have glass between you and the rest of the player. But when you're at football, you sit outside. And I'm like, no, no, that's not life at all. There is nothing about that that's factual. We got box tickets one time. Don't ever think that's going to happen again.
Yeah, it gets pretty extreme. Like, we're obviously very privileged and very lucky to have some of the opportunities that we do. And I told you, like my son thought every time you go to a major league game, you get a ball. He thought every single time you get a ball. Because he'd been insanely lucky having a bullpen coach throw him one or having one roll to him. He just thought that was a part of the – I've never gotten a ball in my entire life. It took me until when I was in college at Dodgertown in Vero Beach to, again, run past security to go get a ball that was sitting on a berm that they didn't want me to get. But that – it took me my whole life. He thought it was every day. And then we wanted to go to Northwestern.
How many other times have you avoided security, Dan? I mean, how many examples do you have in your life where you've skirted the security guard in front of you?
You should have seen this security guard at Vero Beach. This woman had to be 106 years old if she was a day. I mean, she was like doddering, could barely stand up. I mean, to call her security is really being kind. She could barely raise her arm to point at me, let alone say something. And I just walked over there and got the ball and went back. So I was not exactly running past a phalanx of armed guards.
You snatched her purse and came back. I mean, you sound like a guy. You're seeking out victims. Good God.
I just wanted a ball. I wanted a base. I still have it, too. Signed by Gary Carter and Daryl Strawberry, and I think Tommy Lasorda might have signed it as well. But we just sort of passed it around to whoever we could find. And that was the day we got to hang out with Vin Scully. So that was fun too. He was just a man of the people.
The greatest Daryl Strawberry story ever. He's at Wrigley. He's out fielding balls before a game. This guy is just screaming like, Daryl, how about a ball? Daryl, throw me a ball. And you know, Strawberry doesn't glance at him, doesn't look at him. He's just, it's just doing his thing. And the guy is just pleading with him. And Daryl Strawberry turns around, flips the ball to the guy who catches it and lines it at him. And he has to, like, kind of jump out of the way. It's unbelievable.
He threw it at Strawberry?
He lined it right back at him. Like, Why? He just tried to hit him with it.
Ugh. These are
well,
the
didn't
people
like
who
Daryl
get
Strawberry.
Us all in trouble.
Well, I just thought it was like, wow. You know, like, that is really, like, Daryl Strawberry, who didn't get along with God, you know what I mean? The fans were out. He finally acquiesces, and the guy throws the ball at him. It was ridiculous.
I'll just know Daryl Strawberry as, hands down, you can say what you want about Bonds or Griffey, but there is no more fun wiffle ball swing to impersonate when you can bat lefty and when you can snap that thing through the zone with just your bottom hand. The Daryl Strawberry home run swing is by far the most fun one to do.
That's when you're doing the whole, I enjoy that we used to do that as kids in the driveway, you know, you'd stand there and everybody would take turns trying to swing like whatever ball player or take a stance and you'd guess who it was. That's fun. Fun game.
Yeah, we had some pretty serious wiffle ball games in college the two-on-two games got pretty intense. And then after the actual game was played is when we would screw around and have our home run derbies. But that was a long time ago because I don't think you remember the pain in your arm from throwing a wiffle ball all day with no resistance at all. It was like dry firing. It was just brutal.
What kind of spin rate did you have as a wiffle ball pitcher?
That's a good question. We get the sport view cameras out. You know, the laminar flow, making sure we can track it all. I don't know. You didn't need much because the ball did the work.
I used to play against my brother all the time, and he was so much better than me. So I got to a point where I would just throw him up. I would throw him more junk. Like, I'm talking about, like, the ball would bounce a foot before he swung, and then he'd have to walk over and throw it back to me. And he, after about the 15th time, he just started swinging at anything. And that was the only way I ever beat him, by never even throwing the ball over the plate.
Interesting strategy.
It worked.
I'm glad it paid off for you.
I wore his arse out. And, you know, the beauty of the whole thing is he thought I was so awful that he went along with it. You know what I mean? It really is an insult that he wasn't yelling at me about it. Try it. What have you today?
Ian Eagle at 9:40. He is doing the AFC Championship game, so we'll talk to him about that. Anthony Heron will join us at 10. We'll do the midday midway. And then at 11, we will talk to Stacey Dales of NFL Network because she's covering the NFC Championship game. So we've got it all covered start to finish.
Congratulate her on going into the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame, too. I think
we
I saw that.
Well, how about that highlight reel, too? If you watch some of those passes, my goodness.
She can play. Hoop.
Yep. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.